Welcome to Haldane's Law Matters. Thank you. Welcome to our guest today, Jose Morale, a flamboyant, handsome, cutting-edge senior counsel. But more importantly at the moment, probably, he has the daunting task of being president of the Hong Kong Bar Association. Jose, welcome to Haldane's Law Matters.
Thank you, Jonathan, for having me.
And can I start by saying you're a busy man, of course, busy now with matters of the politics of law, as it were, at least the running of the bar. But you have time not only to come and see us, which we're grateful for, but also that you have a weekly or monthly, perhaps, column in the Standard newspaper. Would that be right?
That's right. In the last couple of years, what we've tried to do is to demystify the law a little bit so that when we come out, it's not always about very necessarily serious or austere subjects, but we tried to deal with a number of issues which the public will be interested in. So a number of us have in the Standard, we've got the South China Morning Post, Ming Pao, HKO1, a couple of sort of media.
Actually, when you said demystified, I was thinking immediately that you were demystifying it for the lawyers, never mind the public. But in any event, I read this month's, I think, where you were talking about judicial review.
Yes.
Now, of course, some people that listen to this podcast won't be lawyers. So can I just ask you two questions? First of all, can you just explain in layman's language, really, what a judicial review is, and then why you chose that topic? And I have a reason for it.
Sure. So judicial review really is what citizens or companies can do about a decision taken by an executive branch. So at its easiest, let's say you're a restaurant owner, and let's say that a government body is given the power to suspend your license under circumstances, and you consider that the government department did not act according to law. How can you challenge that decision? So under our system, citizens are able to apply to court to review not the merits of the decision, because that's a matter for the executive, but the legality. So for example, the law says you have to give 7 days' notice, or the standard of food has to be above a certain level, and they haven't followed that, then you have recourse. In other words, it's just trying to make sure that government is acting according to law, no more, no less.
And why did you choose to discuss that? Was there a reason for it particularly?
I think the area of judicial review, both here at home and also elsewhere, gives rise to a lot of misunderstanding. And when I mean elsewhere, even in places like the UK, where often people think, why are judges deciding these things? Isn't it for government officials to decide? And we've seen this in England in the context, for example, of the Brexit litigation.
Yeah.
So what the courts are really saying is we're not here to make decisions which the legislature has given to the executive, because that's really them who have the expertise, but you have to do it according to the law. So it's really the courts ensuring that the law is being followed. It's not the courts trying to grab power, as it's sometimes said, in overseas jurisdiction, or judges trying to do politics with a wig on. It's not that at all.
And Brexit's a good example of that, because the press was saying the evil judges, or there was interference in the political system. There wasn't. All they were being asked to decide was, is it lawful to prorogue Parliament, not whether it's a good idea to be in or out of Europe.
Exactly. The issue was the government of the day able to do it without a bill in the House? And they said, no, you can't. So it was really saying that, and in the end, as we know, it was done. So it was just done in the way which the law requires it, no more, no less.
And in a common law jurisdiction, that's a tool that can be used by the individual, sometimes to make sure that governments are actually fairly and squarely within the law.
Absolutely. In most common law jurisdictions, including Hong Kong, of course, individuals have that access to the courts to ensure that the government acts within the law. And also, of course, under certain circumstances, when a decision is made on the face of it according to law, but it's irrational. So it's a very high threshold, not just a bit unreasonable or somebody else could have done something differently. So the judge is not taking the decision away from the official. He's not there to second guess the official, but he's there to make sure that it's within the law and it's not irrational. So pretty reasonable and basic safeguards.
Yes. If there's a criticism of it, I know they're quite difficult to launch. And for an individual, it requires reasonably deep pockets.
That legal aid, and of course in Hong Kong, where quite fortunate that on the whole, the legal aid system actually holds itself pretty well compared with other places that we visited.
Yes. And judicial reviews are alive and well in Hong Kong today?
There's still a lot of judicial reviewers. Of course, one sometimes thinks more obviously to the human right type litigation, of which there is a fair bit. But It also affects things like administrative decisions. So recently we've seen with the golf club, for example.
Yep.
So I think it covers quite a wide area because it's all the interface between the citizen and the government.
Jose, thank you so much for being here today, and we look forward to speaking some more in the next episode.